let's go back to Jason Clare. I'm sort of going around to find out what I can find, Jason, because now he's blaming the media. The message he gave was not the message that we're hearing in relation to that fateful day where he dragged all those sports bosses together. So let's you be the judge of whether Jason Clare meant what he said or he's being blamed unfairly.
The findings are shocking and they'll disgust Australian sports fans. We're talking about multiple athletes across a number of codes. We're talking about a number of teams. It's cheating, but it's worse than that. It's cheating with the help of criminals. Don't underestimate how much we know. And if you are involved in this, come forward before you get a knock at the door.
That's part of what he said. That's part of what he said. Multiple athletes from a number of clubs in major Australian sporting codes suspected of currently using or having previously used peptides, potentially constituting anti-doping rule violations. Officials from clubs have also been identified as administering, via injections, intravenous drips, a variety of substances. The evidence to date is not the majority, but we're talking multiple athletes across a number of codes being administered drugs. Not yet approved for human use. They're talking about steroids used on horses. And this is another one. The ACCC, the Australian Crime Commission, has found that professional sport in Australia is highly vulnerable to infiltration by organised crime. Links between organised crime and players exposes players to the risk of being co-opted for match fixing. And this investigation has identified one possible example of match fixing. Well, of course, we never heard any more about that. The ACCC CEO, John Lawler, said, "We're hopeful criminal charges will be laid." None. Kate Lundy, the Federal Sports Minister, "Today is about the integrity of sport in Australia. If you want to dope and cheat, we'll catch you. If you want to fix a match, we'll catch you. And as you can see by the investigations that have taken place, we're well on the way to seeking out and hunting down those who dope and cheat." Well, let me tell you who dope is a dope and who cheats. You, Kate Lundy, you farce. You knew when you said that you were doing the bidding of your Prime Minister to get the heat off her. You reprehensible woman. You reprehensible woman. Casting a pall over young men most notably and others simply to prolong the political life of your doomed Prime Minister. You terrible person. Back to Jason Clare.
The evidence to date indicates this is not the majority of athletes, but we're talking about multiple athletes across a number of codes. We're talking about a number of teams. The findings indicate that drugs are being facilitated by sports scientists, coaches, support staff, as well as doctors and pharmacists. And in some cases, sports scientists and others orchestrating the doping of entire teams. In some cases, players being administered with drugs that have not yet been approved for human use. The investigation has also found organised crime is involved in the distribution of these drugs. This is particularly serious. Links between organised crime and players exposes players to the risk of being co-opted for match fixing.
You see, we all sat there on that TV show on Channel 9 2 days later thinking he was serious. We didn't know that he was lying through his teeth, Jason Clare, the Justice Minister, doing the bidding of his in-trouble Prime Minister. The attack by Jason Clare and Kate Lundy is among the most reprehensible, dastardly things I've seen politicians do in the 20 years I've been doing this type of program. Their complete disregard for fairness, for a fair go, for due process, and a whole range of other things is beyond anyone's belief. They did it on that day merely to try and save the scalp of their doomed Prime Minister. I don't know whether they should face criminal charges, but by due, in the court of public opinion, they should never, ever, ever have a voice again. Lundy and Clare. They surrender their right to be listened to seriously for that dreadful attack on sport on that day, based on nothing more than a wank. A wank. An opportunity to save the Prime Minister. That's been shown in the federal court. It's been shown now. Jason Clare, you are an unmitigated liar, as shown by that statement.